Downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Corey Young, a board member for the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought your guest artist, or author in this case, I should say, Lisa Stapleton Weldon. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start, Corey, with you. And what is the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts?
Well, it's a nonprofit that was started back in 2002, and we host we have the Wolf Betty Wolf Cottage, named after Fairhope's very own Betty Wolf, and it's back behind the Fairhope Public Library. And we host a visiting author these days every month, and they come here to find some solitude and creativity and to write. And so it's just a way to nurture the arts in Fairhope. So much of our founding was right there with people who wrote and people who made things.
I can actually remember when that started, because you had Ricky Bragg.
That's right. Yeah.
Wasn't he the first one?
He was the first one. And the thing I remember about Rick Bragg was, you know, because he had groupies, right? So there was a little news conference kind of thing, and he said, "When I don't want to be bothered, I'm going to run some underwear up the flagpole." You know,
that
means stay away.
That's funny.
That's so him.
I bumped into him at Saraceno's like a couple of weeks ago. Isn't that funny?
It is.
Well, so how is this project funded?
Well, just as I said earlier, it's a nonprofit, so it's a 501c3. So we have generous contributions from the community. You know, we've always sort of just, we don't do any big fundraisers or anything like that. There are just generous people in the community who write checks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really go after any grants. We just, you know, sort of low budget. We just need enough that the city takes care of the cottage and the costs that go along with that. It costs us about $250 a month to host an author. So the city takes care of the Wi-Fi and things like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So lots of support from the city and maintenance of the cottage, that kind of thing.
So it's not really an expensive endeavor after all.
Not really, no. We always need dollars.
Yeah.
You know, it is a nonprofit, so okay. Yes, we'll welcome any solicitations.
And so your board solicits various authors. How do you select who's going to come, or is there an application process?
There's an application process online. We have a website, Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts, and I'm not exactly sure how Lisa found us, but we put out basically a notice in some writing publications, and then they submit a resume and some pieces of work, and then there's a committee that goes through, including Margaret Davis, who was a longtime English teacher at Spring Hill College, PhD, and so that committee looks at the work and decides, you know, who will come. And of course, we had, with COVID, we were not up and running for 2 years, so we had a little bit of a backlog that we've now cleared out, and we're taking new applications.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'll tell you how I heard about it. My sister lives in Maine, and she read about it in the New York Times. In the New York Times. And she sent it to me, and it was before COVID. And I put a little note on my monitor and said, after COVID, I'm going to apply. So it was in the New York Times. It was a nice article.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, and now you have actually, you've booked through July 2023 the guest author for each month.
Yeah, even further. Actually, we're all the way through December. We leave 1 month open for maintenance, you know, just any repairs that need to be made to the cottage, anything like that. Skip Jones, who's the board president, likes to give us a month to sort of get our act back together.
And we have recently worked out a deal where for our first Friday Art Walk open house here at the radio station, we're going to feature your author.
Which is wonderful. Thank you.
So yeah. we have a good time, sell some books, drink some wine, have some refreshments. It's a great open house here. So looking forward to that. All right, Lisa. Thank you, Corey Young.
Thank you.
Lisa Stapleton Weldon, a graduate of Auburn University, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
But you're from Mobile.
I grew up in Mobile. Yes,
where'd
I
did.
I'm
high
an
school?
Air Force brat, and moved to from El Salvador to Mobile in the fourth grade.
Wow.
And then I graduated from college here. I mean, from high school here.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to elementary school at Mary B. Austin. Junior high school, it was called, at Sidney Phillips, and then I went to Murphy.
Okay.
And then my senior year was the year busing started, and I got bused to Davidson, so I graduated from Davidson.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Very good. And in your bio, it talks about you spent a lifetime in advertising in Atlanta, so How did you go from advertising agent to author? I understand that it had something to do with blogging.
Well, it's a funny story. I got an art degree, a visual design degree from Auburn. So I was an art director, creative person in advertising all my life. And when I turned 58, I sort of aged out of the advertising world. You know, after 40, you're just not cool anymore. So, and all the mediums had changed. You know, I was used to doing magazine articles, newspaper ads, TV spots. And those were all being replaced by web and digital and social media. So at age 58, I had a major life problem, meltdown, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And I had to re-educate myself. So I found a month-long intensive course at Parsons in New York. And I thought, if I go to New York for one summer, for 1 month, for 30 days, I can learn this stuff and come back and start getting clients again. So, because I needed to get back into the workforce. And 10 days before I was supposed to go, they canceled the class. I had my little Airbnb rented and all that, everything set up, so I went anyway. And I decided that I would slice the map of Manhattan into 20 pieces, because it was 20 square miles. And I would walk one piece per day till I covered the entire island. And then at night, I would come home and watch instructional videos and teach myself about social and digital media and website design and all that, which I did. And every day, I would post a blog post. And some of them were pretty bad, so don't go back and read them. But,
so this was a written blog at the time.
A written blog, which was a new advertising tool for those in advertising. So, for 30 days, you know, I'd walk, stay up half the night and learn and blog and do social media, and came back and had a client when I got back. It was great.
How about that?
So, but your question is, how did I go from art to writing? I was in a little conference, a blogging conference, and at a round table with six or seven bloggers and one literary agent. And she went around the table asking everybody what they blogged about. Well, when she got to me, I said, I'm blogging about my walk in New York. And she looked at me squarely in the eyes and said, you need to write a book. And I said, ma'am, I don't write.
Well, blogging is writing.
Well, but to me it wasn't. And so the two major mistakes: you never call a New York literary agent, ma'am.
Oh, that's funny.
And you don't tell her you don't write. And then I went further. I said, I don't even read that much. So she said, well, then get a ghostwriter. Your story needs to be told. And it took me about 6 or 8 months for people telling me that my walk of New York needed to be recorded somehow, more than just a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I hired a writing tutor for about 4 or 5 years, and I'm still learning how to write. So,
and that's the book, 30 pieces?
20 pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a typo.
All right.
20 pieces.
And that was your 20 pieces or 20 blocks?
Well, it was the 20 pieces of the map that I sliced
right
up of Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you've gone on to be a featured guest and speaker, and you've won some awards for 20 pieces.
It's done pretty well. I'm excited.
If anyone is interested, Lisa Stapleton Weldon. Do you use all three names on the book?
Just Lisa Weldon.
Lisa Weldon, 20 pieces. Okay. And tell us about some of the awards and guest speaking positions that have come from that.
Well, I got a call from London, a gal in London who does midlife reinventions. Did a podcast with her. Have done several podcasts and radio shows out of New York. Of course, New Yorkers find my story interesting. won the Nautilus Award, which was just huge for me. I was so I was very excited about it. Best Books Award, a gold in that. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's this life that has come after that walk has just been Nothing I ever expected. It's just been so fun.
That's truly reinventing.
And at age 70, I'm having the time of my life.
You truly reinvented yourself.
I did.
You really, how impressive.
She's a role model.
That is motivational for sure. So you're here working on Blood Sisters, A Forbidden Friendship During the Civil Rights Era.
So I have a dear friend in Atlanta. We did a lot of work during the cheating scandal in the Atlanta public schools. We became dear friends. She's an early riser. She called me one Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And at 12, after talking for 4 hours, she had told me all about growing up in Mississippi. And I told her about growing up in Mobile and back and forth, all these stories. And she said to me, she said, "We've been on the phone for 4 hours. We would have been best friends growing up." And I said, "Oh, no, Mary." She said, "Well, probably not. I would have been your maid's daughter." And I tell you, it still takes the wind out of me. And so I'm writing about two little girls that spend 30 days together. They're not supposed to, back in the 1969s. And I'm in Mobile and in Fairhope getting all these stories from people about their impressions of what happened in 1969, the first year of busing. And, it's just very moving for me. And
wow.
My book's about that, about how we need to get to know each other one-on-one in a childlike way.
I love that. Very nice.
Yeah.
So you've been at the cottage now for the month of January, so a couple of weeks?
And they're going to have a real hard time getting me to go home. I'll tell you that right now.
Luckily, you have somebody booked in February. So.
There's a quick turnaround there. It's really funny.
Know.
You know, it's like, oh, no, they're leaving. And then they turn around and basically 48 hours later, someone new is there.
Well, and you think, okay, Rick Bragg's been, ooh, that bar's been set high. Yeah. But there's something about that cottage. You walk in that front door, and there is an energy level. And, oh, gosh.
I have chill bumps just thinking about it.
These 2 weeks have been magic. I mean, I walked to the cemetery last night and got names for my characters, good Southern names for my characters. And I was walking down toward the pier, and it was the most gorgeous sunset with clouds just billowing, and I started describing all the colors of the names. You know, there was periwinkle, there was so-and-so, there was flesh color. And as soon as I was writing in my little notes so I could go back and blog about it, and as soon as I read flesh color, that reminded me of the flesh crayons we used to have growing up and how wrong that is. And so I've got a whole chapter in my book about working with Mary with flesh color crayons that were changed, and I've done some research that was changed to peach in the early 60s. And then yesterday I walked through the campus and found Marietta Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That filled a whole hole in the ending of and I won't go into it. I mean, like I said, this has just been magical this time here.
Wonderful. Did you see the statue of Marietta teaching, the sculpture on the bay?
No, but I have contacted the museum to see if I can go through it. And
When you go straight down to the pier,
right
down Fairhope Avenue,
right
on the left, there are a few sculptures, and one of them is of her teaching children.
And there's still a school in operation, mm-hmm. apparently.
Oh, yes, there is.
So see, I could have gotten none of this had I not been here.
Right.
I mean, it's just,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought how the experience of being in the writer's cottage can completely change or transform
the live oaks.
Or add to.
We don't have live oaks, and if we do by chance have one near Atlanta, they certainly don't have those resurrection ferns on them, which little tiny details like that make a book. And I could have never come up with stuff like that had I not been here. So, like I said, y'all going to have a hard time getting me to go home.
It's funny what you've noticed as an adult, because when you grew up in Mobile, those things were there. But we, as kids, we don't necessarily see them.
That's
we
true.
Just take them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have been guilty of taking our sunset for granted, you know. But when I walked down there, and I was also down there last night, and it's just, it is magnificent, you know. And we think we should never take this for granted.
Yeah.
We should always be grateful for it.
Yeah.
Well, Very cool. Welcome, welcome to Fairhope, and I have a feeling you might be one of those that doesn't leave.
Well, I have a friend at home says the only reason I'm going to come back is to get my things and pack them up.
We've had a few of those who've stayed, who've later moved back here. Yes.
It's an inspirational, magical place, like
it
you
is,
said.
And the people have just been so welcoming. It's just
wonderful.
I wish you could see my face.
You are glowing. You're very happy, that's for sure. Very happy.
So, thank you.
And the voices you are hearing are Lisa Weldon from Mobile, Lisa Stapleton Weldon, but on her books, Lisa Weldon, look for the book 20 Pieces. And we also have Corey Young, the one of the board members of the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts. This is just wonderful. I'm so glad you reached out to me, Corey. For those that might want to help support the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts, how should they reach you or someone?
The best thing is probably to go to our website. Just look up Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts, and there's an address there, and they can just send a check. Okay. That's probably the easiest thing.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you want to mention that I have not thought to cover? All right. Fascinating. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Oh, one request. I want to come peek inside. I've never been in.
Do. Come over.
I'd love to come see it.
And one thing you'll see in there that is great is all the authors who come usually leave a book behind. So they leave their printed work behind. So the bookshelves are full, and that's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. Lisa Weldon and Corey Young with the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts. If you missed part of this or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.